And now dictation for Richard Moore, M-O-O-R-E, November 1653, addresses a letter to Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Boyk, B-O-Y-K, 802-5955. Dear Dr. Boyk, follow-up for Richard with chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in April, no hospital visit, doing low sodium, 2 meals a day, stable weight, no vomiting, dysphagia, constipation, no bleeding, has prostate symptoms of decreased urination flow, some frequency, minor incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Present in noxious pain, dyspnea, or claudication symptoms, review system negative. He's still smoking, unfortunately, 1.5 to 2 packs per day with a chronic cough, clear sputum, no purulent material hemoptysis. Next paragraph, recent repeat arterial Doppler shows the presence of right-sided stent, which is open. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Farxiga, Metoprolol, Valsartan, Amlodipine, anticoagulated with Xarelto. Next paragraph, on physical exam, tall, slender, decreased hearing, normal speech, no distress person, few bronchitis, COPD abnormalities, but no RALS, pleural effusion consolidation, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is from October, creatinine 1.7, question progression is higher than baseline, present GFR 41, no anemia, metabolic acidosis 19, abnormal sodium potassium, abnormal calcium albumin phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, question progression, renal artery stenosis with a stent on the right side which is open. No symptoms of uremia or dialysis. Metabolic acidosis denies diarrhea. Has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, lower urinary tract. No phosphorus binders. No need to change diet for potassium. Other chemistry is stable. Continue to monitor every 6 months. He's not ready to discontinue smoking, despite extensive documented atherosclerosis. End of dictation.